Well, we'll get another insight into the start of the Enduros. We love the Sandown 500. It's an old track, and I'm sure all the drivers like it. Lee Holdsworth enjoys it. What does Garth Tander think? The stalwart of the sport. G'day, Garth.
Good morning.
How are you travelling, mate?
Yeah, looking forward to the weekend. Obviously, like you said, it's one of the real traditional races that we have in our championship. Fortunate enough to have won it last year, so... certainly hoping with a new team this year we can go 2 from 2.
Slats was just saying, as you get older, you enjoy the longer races better.
It's probably a bit like test match cricket, mate. You probably get a bit more time to get your eye in.
Well, not always.
I enjoy the endurance races, particularly with the two drivers and the more team involvement. There's, you know, a lot more strategy, obviously a lot more pit stops, two drivers. You know, so over the course of the whole weekend, the team aspect becomes far more greater focus. So I really enjoy that. We're a very young team. All the engineers, mechanics, even my co-driver, they're all very, very young guys. So really enjoy sort of empowering them and, you know, helping them gain more experience and sort of learn from my mistakes in the past. And, yeah, like I said, I think these races will suit us and certainly looking forward to a strong weekend.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your co-driver, mate. He's new this year, James Golding, 21 years of age.
Yeah, 21. He did the endurance races last year with James Moffat. He's actually quite famous or infamous for the big crash at the end of the back straight on the first lap of Sandown last year where he had a puncture and he wasn't aware they had a puncture when he jumped on the brakes. He had no steering. He went straight into the wall. It was quite a big accident. But yeah, I mean, he even though that race didn't pan out well for him or the team, he got to experience the, you know, the entire endurance campaign. So the Sandown practice qualifying, all of Bathurst, all of the Gold Coast. So it's his second year at it. He's been driving in the Super 2 series or the Dunlop Development Series for a couple of years. So plenty of experience in these cars and super fast, very, very fast. So really, really comfortable with his speed in the car. Like I said, really hoping that he can gain a heap of experience over these next three races. And last time I went to Bathurst with a pretty much a rookie driver, we ended up going under win it with Nick Percat back in 2011. Okay. So hoping we can recreate that this year.
And you won Sandown last year.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you similar heights, you guys? Because is that one of the... Don't you normally look for that because that's easier, quicker pit stop and all that sort of setup in the car?
In an ideal world, that it is, TK. You look for, you know, guys of similar build. I mean, I used to share the car for the last 3 or 4 years with Warren Luff. Mm. And he used to jump straight into my seating position. We were very much the same sort of height. And that made life easier. Whereas James is quite a bit shorter, which I've used to. I mean, obviously being a tall guy myself, I'm used to sharing a car with shorter guys because pretty much everyone's shorter than I am. Mm. So we've moved the seat a little closer for me. I'm sitting a bit closer than I normally would. Oh. And for James, we've made a seat insert, which is, you know, in layman's term, in simple terms, it's like a child's booster seat, really.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell him that. You can't say that.
Well, he's only 21.
Oh, come on. That's what you sit on every day, TK. Lucky you're not driving with TK.
Oh, sorry.
You'd have to put a high chair
on my lap.
It's like I'm with Shaquille O'Neal here. I don't think so.
Mate, obviously the... Money teams are performing and DJR Penske's been outstanding and they're always going to have some sort of advantage.
Yeah, I look.
Is your funding similar in going into your car?
No, certainly not. I mean, you know, but we don't like to use that as an excuse. It's the way the rule structure is. You can, you know, having more money does make things easier, but, you know, the way the rules are structured, technically, it's not like you can buy lap time.
No,
but what better resourced teams and better funded teams are able to do is just spend more time on the attention to detail stuff. They can hire more staff, have more team back at the workshop, so that, you know, the attention to detail stuff is a bit more taken care of. But that's no excuse. But like you said, the Penske team have really stepped it up this year. You know, over the last couple of years, you've really seen the 888, the Red Bull team, were the standout team.
Yeah.
Whereas this year, you know, Penske have really taken them on, and to be honest, they're leading the way. So you're seeing a bit of an arms race at the front of the field at the moment, where these two teams who have got significant funding and significant resources are battling each other pretty hard.
Yeah.
And that's dragging everyone along. I mean, I think if you dragged out last year's race car and tried to be competitive, you wouldn't even make the top 20. So the whole category is getting stronger and faster. And that's the nature of sport, isn't it? That everyone's looking for a competitive edge, and it ultimately gets more and more competitive and tougher at the top.
All right. We're going to have a dollar on you, mate. You're $67. Car 33, Tander Golding.
No.
I know you can't have a little bet.
And won it last year.
Leanne can probably have something on for you.
Oh, I don't even know, but 67 sounds generous. So, yeah, jump on.
We are for a defending champion. Garth, always good to chat, mate. Good luck.
Good luck, mate. Go back to back.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your time.
$67, the defending champion. The favourite, obviously, is Win Cup Dumbrell. That's car number 88. And you bet on the car number here, okay? Bet on the car number there. $3.25 compared to Garth and Golding at 67.